Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings. Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are in the classroom. And of all the names that we could call this particular radio segment, the classroom could not be more accurate. We're in the classroom because we're here to learn. We're here to share. Everyone that's teaching should be learning. Everyone that's learning should also be teaching. So this is what we're doing here. We're here to build with each other, share life exchanges with each other so that we can do better. You know, when you know better, you do better. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to increase our, one, spiritual knowledge. We're also trying to increase our, we're trying to increase our application of our spiritual knowledge. That takes a little bit more effort. That takes a little bit more work, if you know what I mean. So we're here in the classroom to talk about what works, what doesn't work, what have we tried, what's been successful. And so I'm very, very excited. I do this every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And I mean we. I'm so thankful to have such a dynamic group of individuals that assist me with this radio program. It ain't just me. Thank goodness. There's a lot of different aspects, backgrounds, point of views that get expressed on the radio. And so, and I'm always thankful for that because that's going to give us the most information and allow people to make, you know, the best decision for themselves. So I'm so glad to be doing this Wednesday. As I'm sitting here wondering what's taking the sun so long to set in Georgia, this sun does not go down till 8:42. Oh, my goodness, it's kind of rough. I know we're moving into the solstice soon, and hopefully that's when the days will start to get shorter, I believe. But I'm looking forward to that so that our fast days can get a little shorter, if you know what I mean. Holding fast until almost 9 o'clock at night can be a bit challenging, for anyone. Doesn't matter if you have experience or not. 9 o'clock at night is 9 o'clock at night. So as we're getting ready for all of this, as we're deep into the swing of summer, we're actually moving, you know, for all those that have school-age children, we're moving, almost getting the kids ready to go back to school. Summer, hard to imagine, is almost done. Almost done. So let's spend some time learning how to do this. Let's spend some time working with each other and building. You know, as the world is rushing by us, let us take the time to say, hey, I need a minute for this, that, or the other. I need a minute to get my bearings straight. You know, I need a minute to collect myself. Let's take our time as we move forward in this understanding, okay? Last week, and I want to announce to all my people and all my new people and all my people that will check it out later, understand the importance of joy. These are spirit-led programs. Spirit comes up, you know, either directly informs me or I'll just hear a theme all week. I'm like, wow, this is the third person that has asked about this. Or, you know, you'll just press upon me too serious to let go a lesson that we need to discuss. Last week's lesson was the importance of joy, and it was high-packed. Meaning we had a couple of different understandings of what joy even means, you know. And then we went into not just the definitions of joy, but how to go about it. and the different types of joys that there are. And we went over the 6 different joys. So I was like, you know, it was really, really wonderful for me. And hopefully, I hope someone else got something out of it. What do you understand from joy? And I just want to go over the 6 paths of joy real quick, if you don't mind. 1, the joy of our senses. And this is, I think, of all the joys gets abused the most. You know, the taste of food, the sound of music, the feeling of touch, the sight of beauty. The second one was the joy of growth, of developing oneself and making, feeling achievements, the joy of awe. That is, you know, being connected into the fabric of humanity and understanding how we are all a part of God's master plan. The joy of relationship, you know, that is being seen, being felt, being understood, having people desire to understand you. The joy of play, you know, just outside frolicking. And lastly, the joy of being yourself, you know, being accepted for who you are. You know, so we, on the radio last week, we went into a little bit more detail about what all of those joys were, what they meant, you know, how do we all go about achieving them. And so it's super duper important that you have a basis for that, you know. And there have been times in my life, especially when I was a young woman, where I thought joy was for children. I know, crazy. But for the workaholic that I was, for the absolute determined, blah, 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 whatever I was on, I didn't see it. I didn't see it for myself. I didn't see it as part of my understanding. The only joy that I remember is work and the beauty of my children, just watching them. But as I've gotten older and hopefully, thank God, wiser, I definitely began to understand that there are other joys out there for us to experience. And it's something that we need to keep our eye on, because losing sight of our joy puts us in a dangerous position as to where we can lose the value of joy. You know, if you begin to only value work, then you become imbalanced. You become, you know, bitter. You become cynical. You become things that, you know, God did not create for you to be. Plain and simple. Joy is a God function. You know, the fact that we can even see it is a blessing from God. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to the show, I definitely suggest that you go back and listen, because, again, these are not just my point of views. These, you know, they come from so many different angles and perspectives that really I feel so good and confident about what we are producing, you know? So go back, check out the importance of joy. Check out, you know, just what I had mentioned, the 6 paths of joy. Also check out where you think you are in your joy. Are you getting enough of it? Are you spending the time really enjoying the simple things around you? You know, can you see that? You know, are you realizing and recognizing the joy of having breath each morning? You know, there's so many different aspects to this. So check it out. You can go to A Wonderful Approach, the Facebook page. You can go to .com. But you can check out and try to, you know, weigh in yourself and measure yourself for yourself as far as where your joy is, okay? All right, so today's program, talking about the benefits of a fast, buddy. Let me tell you, so Fasting is a big part of spirituality, all right? That all religions, all cultures have a fast going on. Whether you are fasting, you know, some cultures fast from meat on Friday. Some religions, cultures, I know growing up in Islamic understanding, we had a whole month of fast, sun up to sun down, and started on a lunar calendar. And so it varies during the year. But every year we had this long 30-day fast. I know there's the Daniel's fast. I know a number of Ife's do fast. I know like Yamon Ife down in Tallahassee has her 21-day fast. So every religion, culture has these moments of fast. And it's so important because we have to learn how to momentarily go without. And I say momentarily because no matter what, the fasts are not for the rest of your life. They may feel like it, you know, I've done certain parts of that for months and months, and it did feel like it was never going to end, but it did. And I promise you, even in the meanwhile, it did not kill me. You know, when we were doing, when A Wonderful Approach does devotions, you know, we're putting all this great energy forward. And so everyone is coming up and working so diligently in not only doing a sun up to sundown fast, not only, but also looking deep within themselves to say, hey, what else can I do? What else can I give up? So I've heard things as strange as I'm giving up Candy Crush, which is a game. I've heard I'm giving up bacon. I've heard I'm adding certain things that people were adding. It's been an awesome journey, but this year's fast was quite challenging. Everyone said, hey, is there something extra going on in the water this year? Because it just seems to be, you know, super challenging. We all survived the moment, right? And I spoke a lot about the biscuit. Don't let the biscuit get you. Don't let that biscuit distract you. Getting into the fast and how far you're going to participate in. You know, we even have the young people fast. So as we're doing all this, making the sacrifice, we don't get to stop working. I just had this conversation with the sister. We don't get to stop working. Our wife duties, our mother duties, they don't stop just because we're trying to be on a spiritual journey. You know, we still are obligated to continue our work. All my husbands, yeah, y'all go on, get to work. And while fasting, while supporting, while maintaining good attitudes and everything else like that, yeah, still do all that, right? How do you do it? How do you hold on in the middle of this, that, and the other? How do you hold on and be like, okay, I know I need to do this, this, and this. How? One way that you hold on is you have a fast buddy, okay? Oh, my goodness. I remember when I first expanded my fast, you know, because forever it's just been me fasting or, you know, maybe me and my mother. But Spirit said, no, you know, the benefits and the blessings that you get from fasting should not only be for you and your mother. Expand that. Invite others to fast with you. Invite others to go through this whole process. But understand for those that have never fasted before, they might need some help. Okay, I can do that. I want to be helpful. And so the idea and concept of a fast buddy came about. Not someone that's going to hold your hand, because Lord knows you weak your own self. It's not like you have a whole lot of, and I say this on a Wednesday. This is our fast day. A lot of us go each Wednesday back into that mode of fasting, of wearing white, of all of that. We're going right back into devotions every single Wednesday. In December, when the sun sets about 5:30, by the time I get home good, relax for a moment, well, 5:30. You know, by the time I get home good and cook up my food or prepare a salad, oh, yeah, it's 5:30. Man, this sun is having a staring contest with me. This sun is like, I ain't going nowhere. You know, 8:42. That's a little difficult. And I love it, you know, because this gives us the opportunity to kind of wave our hand and say, hey, a little hungry here, a little peckish here. I need some help. And so that's what the Fast Buddy's for. You know, technology allows us to be connected across state lines and, you know, a simple text of you're going to make it, you're doing great, can help encourage you through a situation. And fasting can create situations. You'd be surprised how many times you think that you're just going to go off and lose it on somebody. You know, they say one more thing to me, and that's just it. They're going to get the whole foot long, okay? I'm tired of them. So as we're going through the fast, you know, we're not just fasting the biscuit. It's not just about the food. It's about making sure our language is precise. It's about making sure our energy is accurate. It's about making sure that we are on top of the tasks, journaling, community service, foregoing the sodas, foregoing some of the coping skills, some of the coping mechanisms that we've been having. You know, any other time you have a hard day, come home, kick back, crack open a Bud Light and have your little smoke call today. But in the middle of devotion, we're going to leave that Bud Light out. We're going to let go of the smoking. Then what? So what we found is those fast buddies are so very helpful, because they help to remind us, what is this all about? You know, right about, I think today got a little peckish, right about 6:30. And whenever I'm fasting, I always try to pack my day starting at about 6 o'clock. So I'm good and distracted. I'm distracted. I'm not going to be sitting here looking at the refrigerator, making up stuff to eat. You know, I'm coming up with weird combinations, and I'm up here cooking food I don't even have in my refrigerator and looking at recipes, and I always wanted to try that. How about not? How about let's stay focused in the middle of the fast? And so when we have our fast buddies, there's usually, if I can get it correct, our fast buddies will have one experienced faster, you know, that's been doing it for quite some time. Then we'll have maybe one novice, one they're trying it, they're sticking their toes in for the first time faster, okay? And those two or three become fast buddies. They're there to help remind you and lift you up. And when you're having those hard days, because I promise you, and I want to talk about the benefits of just knowing that there's someone out there going through some of the same challenges you are, really trying to make it happen. You know, I want to shout out not just to the fast buddy, also the prayer buddy and your spirituality partner. It's so very important that we take a moment and realize who these people are in our life and really say, okay, this is what I'm going through. You know, how can you help me? How are you making it through? You know, and these are the things that they can help make you fast or break your fast. And this is why we're having this conversation, because I want to talk about, one, either ways you've been supported in the past or ways that you know you need to be supported in the future. You know, how does that fast buddy help you? What do you need in the fast buddy? You know, and it's such a good review, all right? And so that's what we're doing tonight. If you'd like to share about how you partner with others in your spiritual journey, in your spiritual obligation, all you have to do is press 1. You know, let's have that conversation out ways that we can be supportive as we're going through this journey, okay? So just press 1 if you'd like to speak. While we're waiting, I want to talk about this, okay? Because I think I do my share of this, right? Prayer partners, prayer buddies, you're supposed to be partnering with the person, right? But you're not supposed to be doing it. You're not responsible for the other person's either getting it or not getting it. And I think sometimes we forget that, you know. People want to make it more of an obligation. Or No. Don't obligate people for your spirituality, but be of help and be of service. That's such a wonderful thing. But you can't work harder than the person you're supporting. And that's a basic helping tool, okay? You know, all of the professional counselors, social workers, therapists, they're all going to say the same thing. I can't work it harder than you are. And so when it comes to that fast buddy, you can't carry them. Not supposed to. If you find that you are working with someone, you praying with someone, you're doing all this, and every other day you're picking up out of the ditch every day, they're not ready for what you're speaking about. They're not ready to really embrace what you have going on. And at that point, you know, I'm going to question why you're doing it. You know, we have to make sure that when we're helping people, when we're assisting people, we're doing it from a very pure place. We have to be doing it from a place of detaching from the outcome. So I have, you know, fast buddies. I have prayer buddies. I have accountability partners. I got everything. You know, I make sure that I have someone that is working with me, someone that is holding me accountable. Like I said, keep me righteous. Someone that is making sure, Mama 7, watch the language. Get a little wild. Watch the language. You know, I have all of that to make sure that I am on task. It's not easy. It takes a village. And really, in my small opinion, knowing that you have someone listening for language, knowing that you have someone listening to make sure that you're doing everything that you say you are, to me, helps me to be like, okay, I know I have to be accountable. So 100%, who is your accountability partner? Who is the one that you're like, okay, I haven't seen you in a minute. You know, back in the day, the mothers of the church would tell you, oh, I ain't seen you in a month of Sundays, right? You know what that means. That means you ain't been here. We all need those reminders. How did we get here? How do we do this? So I would love to go to the phone. I want to hear about those partners. I want to know what was helpful. What was helpful to you? And then possibly even what would be helpful in the future. We got to talk about how do we get our benefits up, okay? How do we get the most out of this experience? So I got a caller I'd love to hear from. Hey, greetings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mama Seven.
Hey, honey. How are you?
I am rebuilding back up myself.
Well, welcome
I feel
to the
like
club.
Every time I come back, my body just starts shaking, and it just always feels like it's a testimony of faith and everything
Amen.
Like that. But I still love it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
My partner, of course, is my godmother, Unique. I am very, very lucky to have her so close as a family member, of course. These past couple of months, I would even say year as a whole, dealing with so much change and losing my brother and my grandmother and my dog.
It's wow. That's a lot of
it's
loss.
Been a lot emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And each time it kind of feels like it's like breaking me down, but I keep proving myself wrong, dealing with a lot of things and everything. So I like that
mm-hmm.
factor of it.
Mm-hmm.
The main lesson that I've learned through, like, everything that I made a sacrifice for mm-hmm. is to not be alone anymore or to not
Amen.
Basically force it to where I'm always alone, to accept help.
Amen.
And I've been constantly going through therapy and just trying to build myself back up emotionally and physically and everything like that. And I've been making sure that I haven't been so entirely closed up, which I'm
mm-hmm.
used to being more as if
mm-hmm.
I just always seem to get away and then shy away for a very long time. And I'm just trying to be a lot more open and to not always
Amen.
Have so many walls up, especially how I get whenever I haven't seen a person in a long time. I
mm-hmm.
build those walls back up because I'm not used to change. So I have to think of the other person, how hard it is to constantly having to break those walls down every time that they see me. And it's like
Amen.
A new person or it's like a new change. So I've been thinking about that as well. But I've just been working on trying to see a future again for myself and not letting the space in front of me be so eerie and everything like that. So recently I have been a bit more ecstatic and loving and appreciative and just happy, indulging in work again. I pulled a 16-hour shift because I was jumping off
oh,
the walls
sure.
for some reason. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute.
And it was messing with my angel numbers. I worked from 12 in the afternoon to 4:44 the next morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was still so ecstatic.
Well,
and
I know this.
I'm just... mm-hmm.
What I know of you, being one of our special angels, so young and so wise beyond your years, rebuilding yourself is a pleasure that you will have many times in your life. Many things will ask you to be a different person. Many things are
mm-hmm.
going to demand, hey, I need you to evolve from where you are to where you need to be. And so as those things come up, you will need assistance. You'll be morphing and shaping, and you're like, I don't know what this is. and the elders will be like, oh, you're on track. You're fine. Keep going. Keep building. And so you have to continue that. And in allowing yourself to be vulnerable, that's part of it. And this is why those fast buddies are so important, because it gives you the opportunity to have someone close to you say, hey, you're doing a good job. Keep going. You know, over the last couple of months, because I know your family so well, it's been more than hard. It's been more than hard, but I know through God all things are possible. So the fact that you are able to even, you know, look at each day as a new opportunity, you're on the right track. And this is why we have to, even when we don't want to, you answer the phone for the fast buddy. You know, you answer the phone for that person that's standing in that gap for you. You know what I'm saying? Even when there's times when you don't want to, you know? Even when there's times, well, I'm so glad to hear from you. Can I ask for a phone call tomorrow?
A phone call tomorrow? Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. That sounds absolutely wonderful. So thank you for calling in and sharing how you've been working with your fast buddy. And I look forward to seeing you very soon.
All righty.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen. Love you too, honey. Hey, I love it when the babies call in and share all their good stuff. Man, the fast buddies, what we found out from the fast buddies is that even when the fast was over, there was still that desire to reach out, to be close. Hey, how you doing? How did you make it through? And it's so funny because I know, and we've been doing this for a couple of years now. Every time Sister Melissa gets finished with one fast, she's like, oh, I know what I'm giving up next fast. I'm like, how you know already? We're just celebrating this moment. We ain't even got to the next moment yet. But it's like we already know how we're going to build with each other. We already know what is necessary in this journey. And that fast buddy becomes your spiritual partner, your spiritual journey, and it changes. And at first I was like, oh, no, you know, I don't want to break the bond that these two people have, and I don't want to. No, spirit's like, you know, at different times in our life, we need to be supported in different ways. So it's okay if one year you and one fast buddy was rocking so tight, texting, calling every day, making sure you're all right, and then the next year it's a completely different person. It's okay. Trust me, as baby Zakiya just told us, it changes. We change day to day. So imagine a whole year, you know? I have another caller that would like to speak. I cannot wait. Get the phone lines lit. All this good information about fast buddies. It's so funny because right around the first of the year, people start calling and saying, I'm ready for the fast. I'm going to do it this year. And I'm always so very proud and amazed at the people that say, I'm really going to put my life as I know it on hold to work on something greater for God. It amazes me. And I want to do it with you. I want to help you, and I want you to help me. And so we're all helping each other, preparing for God. It doesn't get better than that. That is so wonderful. All right, don't get me started. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mother Seven. This is Sister Faith.
Sister Faith, how you doing?
I am well. What an awesome topic.
Right.
You know we like to talk about this. Fast buddy.
Okay.
Prayer point. I'm for it. I'm here.
Amen.
This year, I had the pleasure of having the sunshine of our lives, Sister Nicole, as one of my fast buddies.
Wow.
And I promise you that she was such a blessing to, she is every day anyway, But she having her was such a blessing because I had the opportunity to know that someone was praying for me too.
Amen.
A lot of the, like you were saying, that, you know, you don't want to do all the work. You don't want to have to carry the person. You shouldn't be carrying someone. But you, when you are a prayer warrior, you're used to praying.
Yes.
And you're praying and holding other people up. But when you mm-hmm. feel the support of someone praying for you, and you know that they are sincere in their heart and their actions, and who the very core of her, she is the sunshine of a wonderful person.
That's right.
If you need some
right.
light, you need to tap in, listen to Nicole, because she is going to spread all the sunshine, joy, and happy feelings all over you. And,
yes, she is.
But she's going to pray. This woman knows how to pray. And I'm grateful, and, you know, and I have my accountability group, you know, hey,
yes.
don't lose your temper. Hey, stop cussing so much. Hey, you know, are you fasting? Hey, you know, and I so appreciate my circle of women who hold me up and help me to make it to the finish line every
Amen.
Time. So
Amen.
That is my two cents, you know, remember that in this fast buddy thing, this relationship, you know, you may not be able to pray like someone who prays all the time, but your words matter to God, and what you are saying
Amen.
Matters for the person that you're standing in the gap for. So let's mm-hmm. be mindful of that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Woman
that
is the just
truth.
Thinking about Sister Nicole.
Okay. Yeah, shout out to the sunshine.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Faith. I appreciate
Amen.
You.
You're welcome.
Man, let me,
thank you.
She is not joking about Sister Nicole. I mean, I have never heard less than incredible joy coming out of her. She is an absolute wonderful joy, and sometimes you need it. Sometimes you just need somebody else to take the reins. Here, show me something, okay? I don't have much to offer right now. I'm kind of down. So, and to know that that exists for you, that's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. So, absolutely. Well, look, the phone lines, I mean, I want to stay with the phone lines because we're getting all this good information about our fast buddies and how that works and how it has worked and how it can work, you know. And I love the need for support. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your position in religion, spirituality, anything, everyone needs support. Everyone needs accountability. So let's get some. You know, allow yourself to be supported. You know, how does that work? What does that look like? So, look, I'm staying with the phone lines. I got a nice long list. I want to hear it. So let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the call.
Greetings. Peace.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Barakalafikum.
Peace and love. May God preserve you, bless you, and to the wonderful approach. May God bless and preserve a wonderful approach.
Amen.
Man, this is
Amen.
Great. Like always, such a great topic. Now, for my contribution.
Please.
I'm sorry. What were you about to say?
I was going to ask you about what you thought of the whole idea of a fast buddy, because you have an understanding of fasting that kind of predates fast buddies. You know what I'm saying? So how did you believe that that worked with you?
You know what, for me, I think what opened my eyes for it was, and like you said, and Faith said it too, about people are used to prayer, people are used to fasting, having that support. What it did for me, though, was showed me that a fast buddy or a prayer buddy is almost like a spiritual marriage. You have to be evenly yoked, you know, in my instance. So like the year that I just saw when you were my fast buddy or my prayer buddy, it was, and that's what opened me up to it, because you know the background and we have similar backgrounds. You know, prayer is a part of how I came up. Fasting is a part of how I came up. So it wasn't just enough for me. What I loved about it, I remember one year we were fast buddies and we challenged one another to learn the Asma Wasi fast, the 99 names and attributes of Allah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like for me, it isn't just having someone to pray with, but it's being evenly yoked, having a peer, because they know, okay, you know, Ibrahim, I know you do constant salawat. I know you pray. You came from a faith that prays five times a day. So I'm not just going to say prayer, but I'm going to challenge you. Do you know tashahud? Do you know this? Do you know, how we do, you know, do we know ayat the kursi? So we begin to learn along with our fast buddy. So I said all that to say that being having your fast buddy sometimes or your prayer buddy being a peer can be just as important if you're on a certain level. Because we can take on the role during a fast of teacher and mentor, and are we really getting what we need? You know? And are we in danger of feeding this nafs, feeding ourselves, getting the big head, becoming arrogant? Are we deviating or leaning away from the fast? Just all of these little things to be very mindful of when we talk fast. So, again, to reiterate for me, it's about having a peer and challenging, pushing, you know, encouraging to go, to come out of your comfort levels. Like, okay, you fast Ramadan, you know. And then we took on the devotion in November. You say, okay, if you're fast Ramadan, let's learn the 99 names. Let's do this. Let's increase in our ibad, in our worship, in our remembrance of God. So having a peer, the best thing for me was having a peer and them encouraging me to get closer to God through study and exercise.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Look, I couldn't have done it better myself. If I were looking for a commercial for myself, I'd be like, right there, there it goes.
Can you hear my head swelling over the phone? Can you hear my head? I'm not going to be able to get through the door. Cut it out, Mama Seven, please. Thank you, though. That's a blessing.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Peace.
You know, and that Brother Ibrahim is correct. You have to challenge yourself. It has to be more than just the biscuit, okay? Now, every day I miss that biscuit, I do, but it had to be more than that. It always has to be more than that. And this is where, you know, you have to know yourself. I remember when I was a little girl, I would tell my mother, I said, well, I'm a quit smoking for Ramadan. And she's like, you're 11 and you don't smoke. And I was like, better for me. You know what I mean? Better for me. You know, I mean, it's going to be easy, right? You know, and since a little one, it was always, you know, pressed upon, you know, don't take the easy route. If that's not one of your challenges, then how can that be one of your successes? You know, and so all through the fast, I'm always looking for ways to challenge myself. You know, how do you make it more than just a biscuit? How do you make it more? And that is finding the prayers, doing the study, getting the journaling in, and everything like that. It is not easy. It's not easy at all. This is why we need our fast buddies, period, point blank. We need some help. And from being a fast buddy, I've had the opposite happen. I've had people that were like, really, Mama said, you want me to be a fast buddy? I'm barely surviving myself. How am I going to help somebody else? And like Sister Faith said, helping other people, there's a blessing in that, even if you don't think you can. I've had people be like, you know, okay, I can receive some help, but I don't know how helpful I'm going to be. I'm not even that good of a faster. You know, I have a problem and I can't have a biscuit. I catch an attitude. And so there's even that where, you know, the opposite where, you know, I'm accustomed to this and if I can't have it, you know, I'm having a hard time coping. But I can tell you that God uses everyone. God uses butterflies. You know, God uses ladybugs. You know, the feathers from a bird found at the right place at the right time can give so much meaning and hope and inspiration. So, you know, I have found that even, you know, those people that are still kind of unsure of themselves as individuals, as spiritualists, as prayer warriors, even they can be a little hesitant because, of course, nobody wants to lead somebody the wrong way. No one wants to, you know, take a risk of saying the wrong thing. But, you know, really when you're trying to be helpful, when you're trying to uplift, when you're trying to help, there's no wrong way you can do it. So you continue to do the work and continue to try and continue to build, and that's what our fast buddies are for. That's what our prayer warriors are for. Get in there and make it happen. And understand that if, let's say you're matched with someone who isn't responding, this, that, don't worry, you keep doing you. You keep shining your light. You keep, because that's the inspiration that's needed to continue on your path. So hold on to those fast buddies. Don't, you know, don't let that relationship slip by, because it can really be a meaningful, powerful relationship. You know, because look, if you can deal with somebody when they're hungry, you can deal with them anytime. if you can ignore somebody complaining about food and say, hey, look, you know, rather than doing that, you know, we can do this. We have this opportunity. We have that opportunity. You know, let's all, you know, go get some water. We need more water anyways. I think the suggestion today was get some water, take a nap, try it again. I was like, oh, my goodness. So, you know, this is all the work that we're doing. And I have to tell you, fasting is not just something to do. It's a blessed action. It is truly, truly a blessing and a benefit for us. It's important that we learn how to pull ourselves back, whether it's from food, whether it's from participating in the world too much, whether it is I need to increase, whether we're decreasing the world or increasing our God aspects, whether our prayers, our journaling, whatever we need. No matter what we're doing, there are times when we need to say, hey, let me focus my energy in this manner. So that might mean you got to pull back in others. And it's okay. And it's okay. All right? How early can people start fasting? Well, I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you the story of one of our wonderful approach babies, Dakota. So Dakota, I mean, I think at the time Dakota might have been 3, old enough to know what McDonald's was. And one of the things we were doing was we don't do fast food for 30 days. For 30 days, you need to, the food needs to be cooked and prepared, okay, hopefully by you. For 30 days, we're going to skip the biscuit, the fast food biscuit. We're going to skip the biscuit and really start to be intentional about the energy and the vibrations that our food is being prepared in, okay? Don't let some disgruntled teenager prepare your food during fast. That little bit of food you get, don't let them do it, okay? And so Dakota's up here, 3. He can't fast food, you know, but the wisdom of his mother was like, he can, I'm the one that buys his food. He doesn't have a car nor a job. I buy his food. So for 30 days, not only am I going to be aware of what I'm doing, I'm going to be aware of what I'm doing with my child. And that is a huge deal and a huge sacrifice, because it's so much easier. And, you know, I wouldn't even say I ate fast food. I have convenient food. That food doesn't taste better than mine. It's not, you know, more nutritional than mine. It costs 2 and 3 times more than what I can prepare at home. What? So it's not really a deal anywhere. It's just convenient. And so for 30 days, we're not going to have this convenient. Even in the little ones that are too young to fast, there's still a sacrifice, a major sacrifice, in not eating fast food. And I was like, whoa. And every year I have to remind people, the baby is fasting. So I don't want to hear nothing from you adults. I don't want to hear it. The baby makes sacrifices, and he's doing it for a purpose of God. Not that his mama don't have the funds, nor the car to go get it, nor the time, nor the need. I just need to shove something quick in his mouth because I got 50 million other things to do. No, no, no. Fast is about the sacrifice. And even when it comes to accountability partnering, when it comes to fast buddies, not only do we have a responsibility to ourselves to do good and set a good example, but for those of us that happen to be caretakers of other people, you are a fast buddy just in the way that you take care of them. I remember one in the middle of the fast one year, I was traveling to South Carolina, and Sister Makita said, look, I know we're in the middle of fast, and I know you're traveling with the boys. I'll prepare dinner for you. And I was like, huh, that is so wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, because I had to travel. You know, I don't stop my travels. Work is work. And I still fast, even if I'm traveling. So it was like, how do I fit my life around my fast? Not how do I fit my fast around my life? You see? So we were able to, fresh off of traveling on the road, go to the house, have a nice, good vegetarian meal, which my boys inhaled, embarrassingly so, but that's okay. That's another story. But And then we were able to go and get situated and be comfortable knowing that we were able to maintain our fast because we had prayer, we had fast partners in that area. You see what I'm saying? So it's that kind of stuff where we're allowed to maintain ourselves in the middle of everything. When there's a will, there's a way. And when you let your support system know what your will is, when your whole support system, when half of everybody you know that you are preparing something special for God, you will be surprised how many people will say, hey, I can do this, I can do that, I can be helpful, what can I do? And sometimes what you can do, you know, I was working. I always work. I have a day job. And my coworkers, I had a number of coworkers that said, well, I can't stop eating with you. I said, you know what? If you could eat in the cafeteria instead of here at your desk, that would be so helpful to me. So I don't have to smell your lunch food, whether it's something I eat and like or not, just not having to smell the food, not having to, you know, just stomach growl a little extra hard, you know what I'm saying? And I found that that was helpful, and they were willing to do that. It was no big deal for them. They're like, oh, yeah, sure. You see what I'm saying? So it's that kind of stuff. Now, they're not fasting at all. Not thinking about it, looking at me crazy for doing it. But because I let them know, because they were willing to be kind to me, they decided, I can share this. I can do this for you. And so, you know, for a couple of weeks, they went and ate in the other room, and it was so very helpful to me. And I appreciated it, and I appreciated the fact they didn't go through no long soliloquy. Well, what do you need, and how do you do this, and why? Mm-mm. Nope. Simple request. We got you. So, I mean, I have had employers. I'm in the middle of my fast. I have to come into work 30 minutes behind where I usually do. This is for religious reasons. And they'll look at me. Okay. No problem. And for a whole 30 days, I adjusted my work schedule, and they had no problem with it. So, you know, back to, you know, the benefits of your prayer buddy and your fast buddy, you can make anybody your fast buddy. You know, I'm going to find a way to have you help me in the middle of the situation. And if it's something as simple as, you know, adjusting a 30-minute adjustment to your start time, incredible help. Incredible help. Something else that was very important when it comes to fast buddies, this fast buddy, just like when we were speaking to baby Zakia, you got to let them in, okay? I remember one year I had Solomon with Nisi. Oh, my goodness. And he was like, Ma, who is this? You know, and I'm like, yeah, this is somebody outside of your little millennial group, uh-huh. And he was real slow in getting started. And then now, man, that's his best friend. He talks about her all the time. That's his future wife, but we won't tell her husband. But, the bonds and the relationships that were started there, so helpful. And it's interesting because from what I've seen, the fast buddy, sometimes the fast buddy is somebody you know, you like, you can build. Sometimes your fast buddy is someone who you don't even have an initial relationship with, but afterwards it's a whole thing. And that right there is the beauty of the God-centered understanding of the fast. You see? So take the time, get to know your fast buddy. We've been out of fast now since, I believe it was May 2nd. This, again, I have had it recorded. I've been told over 10 times, this has been the hardest fast yet. And so why don't you reach out to your fast buddy and find out where they are now? My question is, did they go all the way back to where they were before? Because, you know, I did the raw, and I did the raw under some circumstances. I had a whole lot going on at that time in my life, and I felt like a traveling saleswoman, and one of the bags I had was a bag full of tomatoes, cucumbers, and a knife, some ranch dressing, and a plate. You know, I was living on the lamb, as they say, and I was so determined beyond anything to keep up with that fast. I was not going to allow life to change that fast. Not at all. I was working. I even got, you know, I don't know if I share with everybody, but I got the gift basket. And then I have this white gift basket that I was putting my accomplishments in. So every day that I made it through the fast, I put an accomplishment in the basket. Every day that I drank the number of bottles of water that I set out to drink, I put a note in the basket. Every time I woke up on time, I think there was one day I was 5 minutes late, but every day that I woke up on time, I think the radio program this year was at 6 in the morning, I put an accomplishment in there. when I made my prayers, when I got my journaling done, I had 5 or 6 opportunities to acknowledge my sacrifice that I was making. And it wasn't about so much tit for tat, I want to keep record, but it was definitely helpful to create this visual aid to show all the steps I was making in effort to please God, right? And when you start like day one, so you start off the fast, okay, day one, we're here, we're doing this, we're doing that. And you know you got 29 more days. It's like, oh, my goodness. But yet it's such an accomplishment. And with a fast buddy, you get to share the accomplishment. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. And it really does help to keep you righteous because as you are working on your accomplishments, you get to have the benefit of saying, hey, I'm helping somebody else with their accomplishments as well. You see how that works? So take a minute, reach out to your fast buddy. Reach out to one of your fast buddies. You know what I'm saying? If you've done this 2-3 years, then you may have 4 or 5 people that have worn that hat for you. There's 4 or 5 people that have taken the time where Spirit said, hey, look, this is my little child here. This is my child. Take a moment and be helpful to them, you know. Take a moment. I know even, I think 1 year even Talib got fast buddies. And even now I'm like, hey, when is the last time you reached out to your fast buddy? And he has his list of phone numbers, list of people that he calls and says, how are you doing? How are you doing? How have you been? And I'm not talking about his peers. I'm talking about, you know, elders. I'm speaking about just people that have made an impact on his life. I tell him quick, look, don't be trying to jump in Sister Faith's car when you see her and she don't get to hear from you until you see her again. Uh-uh. This is your buddy. Also, in the middle of all this, in the middle of our fast buddies, I want to share that very important piece right there that Spirit just slipped in there, right? We have to get, because we're virtual, we don't get to see each other every Sunday. We don't get to see each other every other Sunday. See, back in the day, a church was a community. And we had this little group. And in this group, this was your support system. So if someone got sick, we would go up to the hospital together and make sure they were okay. And if when somebody's expecting a baby, you know, we get the ladies together and we're going to all go and rotate cooking food and cleaning up and all this other good stuff. And so, you know, it was a community. Well, we don't get together every Sunday. We don't get to see each other every Sunday. So that means take a minute and find out how people are doing. You may have to send out a call. You may have to text. You know, we spend so much time on Facebook, don't we? Really now, don't we? We're on Facebook. You know, we check Facebook like we're important, you know what I'm saying? Check Facebook like we have updating information, like with their paparazzis following us or whatever, right? Take the time to find out how the next person is doing so that we're all being supported, okay? Reach out to your fast buddy. Make sure they're well. When you have a fast buddy that reaches out to you, answer. Make sure they have everything that they're looking for. Okay? These are small things, simple things, but things nonetheless that we really need to work on, okay? And I want us to be that family that stays together and supports each other, okay? We have to not allow the idea just because we're virtual doesn't mean that we're not family. It doesn't mean that we can't still be there. You know, every Wednesday, if you can remember what fast was like, what devotions was like, that is what every Wednesday is supposed to feel like, every Wednesday. Every Wednesday. So really, when devotions is over, it's only over for 6 days out of the week. Some people it's only over for five. But, you know, it's only over for 6 days. That one day, that Wednesday, you got to go back into that mindset of, hey, where am I in my relationship with God? What am I trying to put forward? How am I trying to make this work? What do I need to do to get closer to God? Do I need some help making prayers? Now, look, I'm telling you, God is good. There, you know, between the faith walk, between the Bush report, there's additional programming. You know, Deja Cafe with her networking guru self, okay? I mean, we have some beautiful, beautiful shows that are here to help you, but they only work if you work them. Just like a Fast Buddy. Fast Buddy only works if you work it, if you allow for it. And there have been no mistakes in a Fast Buddy. No mistakes. I've had people, are you sure this is the right person for me? Absolutely. Well, they're this, they're this. They're just like you. Keep going. y'all are more similar than you realize. Keep digging. You'll find it. This is what we're working on. This is what we're working with. These are our goals, you know. So by the time when devotions does kick back in, we'll know what we're supposed to be doing. We will already know because we've been doing it every single Wednesday, getting back into the fast. And take your fast as far as you can take it. I've had people ask, oh, real quick. I've had people ask, well, I don't want to hurt myself. Letting go of that biscuit is not going to hurt you. But I also don't need you putting yourself in unhealthy situations. You know, last week in Georgia, it was 101 degrees outside. I went outside and I felt my little lungs start to fry. I was like, oh, my goodness. So, yeah, 101 degrees. If you feeling faint, lightheaded, and all this stuff, maybe that's not the time to be running a marathon. Maybe that's not the time to be, you know, working in the garden outside for hours, you know. If you have to break your fast on a piece of fruit and then come back the next day, that's what has to happen. But what you can't do is fall off the bandwagon and say, oh, that's impossible, and then just lay there. No, 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 no. No, that's not going to work. You're stronger than that. And everybody doesn't start fasting in this position. My children have been fasting in some modified form probably since they were both about 10. And then there'll be times where Solomon will have a perfect fast, wake up. See, when I fast, I'm like, oh my God, I have bread waiting for you. You wake up to the smell of some bread, some tea, coffee. You know, I mean, I set it up. You want to wake up and fast, okay? If that's going to keep fresh bread coming, pineapple bread, zucchini bread, if that's going to keep bread coming, you don't care. You'll do it, right? Then there's some years where the boy is like, look, I'm going to have precision of language, and my fast is going to be fasting of curse words or whatever. But anything that you give from a sincere place, that is accepted. That is accepted. So, you know, everyone doesn't have the same fast. And that's very apparent when you start with your fast. It's very, very apparent. And usually your fast buddy, one of your fast buddy, is doing the same fast that you are. Whether you are making a sacrifice or whether you're doing a full fast, one of your fast buddies is doing that. So there's someone in your group that is going to be struggling at the same degree in intensity as you. So take that time and really, really begin to see, okay, this is where I am. This is what I'm doing. You know, also utilizing all your tools. A fast buddy is a tool. You know, just like we do radio, you know, we do the radio every morning. Oh, my goodness. Family, the radio is a sacrifice. It really is. Because you got to be up, got to have your prayer. I can't talk to nobody till my prayers are in. I can't talk to nobody about God, and I haven't checked in with God myself first. So, you know, I'm waking up way before the, oh, my goodness. It is a sacrifice. And then by the time fast is over, I'm like, oh, man, I miss reaching out in the morning. You know, I miss interacting with people so early. I miss the study buddies, and I miss all that. So, yes. Your fast buddies is just one way that I believe God is trying to ease the load of the fast. It's just one way. I know when I was young, you know, 12, 13, fasting, and I, at 12 and 13, I lived in Miami, Florida. And it doesn't really get much hotter than that, okay? It just doesn't. So I remember just sitting on the sofa, you know, and of course, My diligent mother is up here cooking food, and I'm smelling all this food cooking, and so, and I remember just being thankful for sleep coming to get me. Okay, thankful for falling asleep. I know, you know, thinking about the kids again. Okay, Sister Prentice said that her kids, while she's fasting and on Wednesday, will intentionally wait to eat dinner so that they can all eat together. So, like, the sun is barely just getting down good. And so her kids are waiting until 8:45 to eat dinner in order to support her in her fast. That's a sacrifice. That's a prayer partner. That's a fast partner. You see what I'm saying? And you can't underestimate. I mean, we're talking about little kids. We're not talking about, you know, 17, 18 years old, and they're old enough to reason. And these are little kids that see their parent making a sacrifice, and for whatever reason, they don't quite understand why, but they just know it's important to her. So I can hold off to help something be important to her. It's amazing. It's awesome. It's all the wonderful words you can come up with. That's where it is when it comes to really, really being there for someone else. Remember, when you're a fast buddy, you're standing with someone in their journey to God. It doesn't get more important than that. So for all of those that have been fast buddies, I want to thank you. Just thank you for your contribution. Thank you for your help. Whether you've had to pray somebody through, I will never forget my dear sister Makita again. She called me in the middle of the night with some crazy news, and all I can say is, let's pray about it. Let's pray. And we went into prayer, and when I say we, this was some old school Holy Ghost prayer, and it was so deep, heavy, heavy prayer that I remember waking up the next morning and looking at my phone like, did I imagine that? And I called and I said, did we have a prayer session last night? Yes, yes, and let me tell you why. And I was like, oh, my goodness, okay, we've got to pray again. We're going to pray We're going to pray again. So I just want to thank all those people that have stood in that gap, that have helped somebody through a situation, either with words, with comedy, with prayer, no matter what. I really want to thank you, because you may have been the determining factor in someone being able to maintain their prayer, maintain their fast, maintain their sanity. You may have been it. So I really want to thank you. And for those that, you know, had prayer partners and fast buddies, and maybe you weren't as active as you could have been, next time you get an opportunity to stand shoulder to shoulder with someone to help get them through a situation, don't take it lightly. Don't take the idea that God has wrapped us all together to support each other. Don't take that lightly. You know? Allow God to use you, and use you in a way you may not be comfortable with. Use you in a way that you didn't think, you know, you didn't petition for that. You know what I'm saying? I remember, I asked Sister Melissa, I said, is this Melissa? I got something to ask you. Oh, sure. Sure, M7, that's what you're calling me. Sure, M7, you anything that you need, I got it. You can do it. I'm ready. And I told her I needed it. She said, well, I asked for a challenge. I asked for a challenge. That's definitely a challenge. I said, I know, but you got it. You got it. So, you know, you never know. Everyone wants to, you know, oh, God, you can use me. You can use me. Show me. When God's going to give you a task, and you're going to say, now that's a bit much, God. Yet you're going to say, I know you are, but I promise you, the blessings will be so worth it. The blessings will be so worth it. Let God use you, whether you're a fast buddy, a prayer warrior, accountability partner, you know, even if you just, no, that's not going to work. I need you to pull up. No matter what your job is in the scenario, I promise you, God can use you and put you in a place where you will be so helpful, so wonderful for someone else, that it will create a new understanding and a new bond. Okay? So that was absolutely awesome. I love the program. I see why Spirit said, nah, you got to talk about it. You have to talk about it. We need to know how important this is. Moving into the prayer portion, and so many wonderful things said. One thing said that Sister Faith said, it doesn't matter if you think that you're that prayer person. God receives the prayers. We're actually not praying to the person who's listening. We're not doing that. That also goes into the fast buddy. You don't have to be prolific to be a fast buddy. You don't have to know all the right things to say. You don't have to have memes. I mean, people be coming up with these memes. I'm like, where you find that? So, you know, we have all this great technology. You don't need all that. All you need is good, positive intentions, and God will carry the rest. Okay? So when you're thinking about it and you're like, wow, well, am I going to be able to measure up and blah, blah, blah? It's not a matter of measuring up. it's a matter of releasing your worries, your fears, your ego, your attitude, your whatever you got, releasing it and allowing God's light to shine through you in the manner of concern, care, love, devotion, all of those things is actually what creates the energy and the positivity of a prayer buddy, of a fast buddy. You see? So take a moment and look into that, okay? I have a couple of people that I've spoken to. If I have given you a call and said, hey, I need you to get ready for your great prayer debut, I hope you're working on it. There are a couple of people I have reached out in particular. Hey, I need you to have your prayer ready, okay? Let's work on that. But while we're working on our individual prayers, you know, moving into the prayer portion of this program, don't allow this prayer to be the only prayer you hear from here until next Wednesday. Don't allow this prayer to be the only prayer that not just that you hear, but also that you say. You know, we've turned into these voyeuristic animals where we're watching all the time. So we'll watch people pray and we'll listen to how they pray and the tone. But we won't begin to open our own mouths to make the prayer ourselves. So no matter what you're studying and what you're listening to, none of that takes the place of having your mouth opened and your words reaching out to God for praise, for protection, for love. No matter what you're doing, nothing trumps your voice in your world, in your relationship with God. Okay? I believe this cat is partial to prayer. Moving into the prayer portion. Father, Mother, God, we come before you joyfully. Open-minded, open-hearted, knowing that through all you, all good things come through. God, we come before you, ready and willing to learn, to be of service to ourselves and to others, to learn what you desire of us. God, we're here so that your will is done. We are here to make sure that positivity wins another day. We are here to share our positive light and to pass it down to the generations that are listening and waiting for us to give them that positive, loving direction. God, we are here open-minded, knowing that each of us has a purpose in your life, a purpose in this world. Each of us has a light that must be nurtured and nourished and strengthened in order to do the work that you have deemed for us to do. God, we ask for your instructions, directions, even chastisement. We ask for you to protect us as we are learning all that we need to know so that we can continue on and have your love taught and shared with others. God, I ask that everybody be made well, made whole. I ask that all those with heavy hearts, may their heart be lifted. May they seek and have that joy, that sweetness of life. For all of those that carry ailments in their body. God, I know that you are capable of healing. I know you're capable of protecting. I know you're capable of loving, of teaching love through being love. God, I know that you are there. I know that you are strong. I know that you guide every footstep. I only ask that my eyes be opened so that I can see the direction that you would have me see. I ask that my ego remain well in check. I ask that my humility be felt and understood as kindness, love, care, and compassion. I ask these things in your name. Amen.